So let's recap. What did we discuss so far? We discussed that the Torah gives us prohibitions about being superstitious. We have the prohibition of Losechu B'chukos HaGoyim, basically means don't do anything that doesn't have a logical reason to it. If you have mitzvahs, you don't understand one thing, but other things that you have no logical explanation for, you're not supposed to do. Wearing a red little string might fall under that category. And then we have the prohibition, lo tenachashu v'lo te'onenu. And then we quoted a series of occurrences throughout Tanakh and Midrashim where people might have interpreted the signs they saw and they would have gotten it wrong, and sometimes they did. That sometimes it's just a test, it has nothing to do with the sign. And then we said that you do have places in the Torah where the Torah says there is reward and punishment in this world. And we said as a people, as a nation, there is reward and punishment. And we also said that when bad things happen, a person has to stop and evaluate, because there is this idea that sometimes bad things happen as a sign that a person should be doing tshuva, and that should drive him to search. And now we have to come back to the Gemara in Croesus, that there are signs. And we'll get to Amichai in a minute, but the tradition I have with regards to the Gemara in Croesus, and I think this is really the guiding formula, is that when a sign happens, when something happens that you wonder, wait, isn't that interesting? I keep trying to apply for this job and I don't get anywhere. First they don't answer the phone, then I dial the wrong number, then I call when they're on the day they have off in the afternoon. Is this a sign? So the rule is simna milsi. We do look at signs and say, hey, there's something going on here. But what? We don't decide based on the sign. We reevaluate based on the sign. Meaning, if something happens and you think it's a sign, either you should or shouldn't do something, you do not decide based on the sign. Then you could be entering the realm of lo senachshu, don't do superstition. But if a sign happens and you say, wait a second, let me reevaluate, let me think it over again. I didn't decide based on the sign, I just decided based on the sign to think it over again. So that's okay. And it's even proper. In the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, we learned that whenever a person comes to sin, Hashem sends certain hurdles in his path. And Hashem sends him these hurdles so that he will reconsider. Hashem doesn't make it easy for him to go down the wrong path. There will be times when he'll have to stop and say, hey, wait a second. So that's the general formula. We say, yeah, how could you ever know? You don't know. You don't make decisions based on signs. Decisions have to be based on halachic formula, based on intellect, based on logic, based on Torah. They all work hand in hand. But a sign can be a sign, an indicator, an indication that I have to reevaluate. Let me think it over again, but my evaluation will not be based on the sign.
I can tell you little details about my...
So that I don't think is fair in this forum. We could do it one-on-one.
Right.
Okay.
It's so hard to evaluate that... So
that's a different question, but the sign shouldn't be the deciding choice.
But you can use it to reconsider your choice.
That can be a cause, an impetus to reconsider. But the consideration has to be logical. It has to be based on halacha, based on the tangible.
No, when I was kind of over it, is when I wanted to learn religious pre-military academy, very much so that to learn things because they were too well, and everything was new to me, and I also wanted to join the army, and sent an email and told the store, and they said, well, we're happy to have you, but we think maybe Homer would be good for you. And that same week, two people hundreds of miles apart from me, so they had no connection one to another, they both no initiative brought up Mahoma here and said, hey, you heard of Mahoma here? And I thought, like, wow, okay. Like, I mean, it really made me kind of, it really caused me to start to reconsider it, but like I definitely checked out my whole new year first. Like I definitely researched that and just make my decision, okay, like big people all on the week, not gonna put another time to go to this place, and I checked it out, but like that's kinda, I definitely made me really seriously consider it as something to worth pursuing, at least see what's this place that, like maybe it's something, I thought it was something possibly from Hashem.
Sure, I could tell you many stories. I started writing a book of the stories of, I hear from guys here in Machon Meir. It's not that signs don't happen. It's that you can't run your life that way. The Ramban even says that that's the idea of Midah Keneged Midah. That the reason that Hashem works with Midah Keneged Midah, that He always pays us back in kind for the good. If a person does something good, so then when Hashem pays him back, He does it in something similar to the good deed he did. Something that's, He'll see the connection. And when someone does something bad, Hashem does something bad in a way that He'll see the connection. Because otherwise, you don't know what to attribute to what. You could just say, anything's connected to anything. So the Torah comes and says, Midah Keneged Midah. So yes, that is a part of our lives. But at the end of the day, we don't know how to gauge things. I almost every month, I hear stories from guys about why this is the right girl. Because there are so many things that just fit, and it's not the right girl, and they discover it themselves. But there are so many signs that this should be the right girl. There's this joke that I never told anyone, that I was always dreaming, I'm going to tell the girl who I'm going to marry, and she popped the joke on me on the first date. Look at that.
I had that exact
thing. Oh, okay. And you never told me that, Larry. You never told me that. No, I thought I was making it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That really happened to me.
Okay. But I'm saying, if you're looking for signs, you'll find them.
I'm going to Tel Aviv for Shabbos, and all week long I was telling my friend that I'm going to Tel Aviv, Ira Kodesh, for Shabbos, and she SMSs me, enjoy Shabbos in Tel Aviv, Ira Kodesh.
If you're looking for signs, you'll find them. So we don't make decisions based on it. Okay.